This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 20.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to day 20 of the Productive Muslim Heart Detox Challenge. I hope you guys are doing wonderful today. Now, your tasks are going to be, remember to do your 2 pages of Quran reading, which now I need to tell you what are the 3 lessons that I wrote down from Surah Yusuf. And I want you guys to share your lessons that you learned below. So one of the first lessons that I learned from Surah Yusuf that I really want to apply to myself is the idea of beautiful patience. So when Yaqub alayhi salam was told that his son had been eaten by the wolf, he did not respond with a ton of anger. He did not start beating his sons or pulling his hair out. He said beautiful patience. He put his reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often does something happen to us that completely just shakes us or brings out the worst in us, and we flip out? We don't respond with patience. Instead, we respond with anger and we show the ugly sides to ourselves. Whereas Yaqub alayhi salam lost his most beloved son, and he responded with beautiful patience. The second thing that I learned from Surah Yusuf was resisting temptation. Resisting temptation, not only in the sense of lust between human beings, but just resisting temptation to do haram. So when Yusuf alayhi salam was approached by his master's wife, he was very conscious of all the blessings that his master had given him and was very conscious of Allah, and so he did not want to fall into sin. That is the same mentality that we should adopt when it comes to temptation for someone that perhaps we are falling for, or when it comes to temptation to do something that is not pleasing to Allah, whether it's in our business, whether it's in how we treat others. Just being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious that what we are saying is going to be written down, the things that come off our tongue are going to be held against us. What we listen to, what we watch, our ears and our eyes, they are going to testify against us. And just ensuring that we are conscious of making sure that we are doing things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third lesson that I learned from Surah Yusuf would be the lesson of forgiveness. Now, when I was younger, if my sister took my clothes, I would completely flip out and not want to talk to her for a few days because she took my clothes and I don't understand why she had to. Yusuf alayhi salam had his brothers try to kill him. He had his brothers throw him down a well to get rid of him. And you would think that after so many years without them, and you know, having reached such a high position, you know, he's in a position where he could get revenge on them, where he could call them out on it. How often does something happen where somebody annoys us and we make it like our mission? The next time we see that person, we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to tell them exactly what they've done to annoy us. And I share that trait sometimes too. If I find that somebody has frustrated me, I make it a thing where I say, right, I'm going to call them out on what they've done so that they know what they've done. Yusuf alayhi salam forgave them. He forgave his brothers who threw him down a well. Now imagine had my sister not taken my clothes, bad as something, so she threw me down a well. In what capacity would I think, yes, I'm going to forgive her? And I want you guys to think about perhaps any family members who've done something to hurt you. Whether it's your children or your spouse or your siblings. Yaqub alayhi salam forgave his children and bore the difficulties that he went through with beautiful patience. Yusuf alayhi salam forgave his brothers. We should adopt these 2 characteristics of patience and forgiveness. And I think they were the 2 really key lessons of the 3 that I took from Surah Yusuf. And they actually lead me on to the article that you're going to read today. It is a 3-part series on peace and contentment. And this article is really beautiful. And I want you guys to really reflect on this article because it's about the idea of what it means to be blessed. So living in a day and age of social media, people showed the best sides to themselves. So I do have friends who, for example, they'll call me and they'll say, have you seen this particular person on Instagram? Don't you think they have the best life ever? Or look at this Instagram girl with her husband and how happy they look. And, you know, they're so wealthy. Don't you wish you could have a life like that? And so we eventually come to equate blessings with material objects. Blessings will be having a nice husband. Blessings will be being wealthy, traveling the world, taking photos, eating fancy food. Those are the things that we see as blessing. But because those are things that not everybody gets, you then start measuring your life by that. And if you don't have that, you're not blessed. And taking that mentality leads to being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if you really look at the things that Allah has given you, Allah created you being able to see. Allah created you being able to hear. That is why you are listening to these podcasts. Can you imagine if you were not able to hear? Allah put you in a position where you have internet access, which many people don't. Allah put you in a position to be listening to this podcast, to find a way to get closer to Him, to read these productive Muslim articles, to get closer to Him. Allah has made you blessed. And so to measure the value of your blessings based on material objects that do nothing for you. You do not take these material objects into the next world. Whereas spending your time in ibadah, that is the real investment. Having patience is what you're really going to cash in on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want you to read this article and I want you to truly reflect on how you derive contentment. Contentment isn't happiness, by the way. Contentment really is not happiness. Because happiness, anything can make you happy. I can eat chocolate and I will feel very happy. I can spend the day chilling in bed and that makes me very happy. Having sleep, I will be very happy. But having actual contentment is this idea that no matter what calamity you're going through or what difficulty you're going through, your trust in Allah doesn't waver. Your contentment that Allah has put you in this position for a reason, it does not waver. So make sure you read this article and let me know your thoughts on it. Your final task for the day is, you actually have two tasks. You're going to write a letter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're not going to share it with anyone. Now, the reason I put this task in is because it was actually something that my mum used to do. So my mom grew up in a time where not a lot of people around her were practicing. And so when my mom at a young age wanted to wear hijab, many people opposed it. And they would laugh at her and say she was wearing a sack. And didn't she feel embarrassed covering up and looking so unattractive? And what my mom said was her source of comfort was writing letters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was very young, about 11 years old. And this gave her comfort, the idea that she knew Allah was listening, and she wrote a letter and she would vent out her feelings. And to this day, she kept those letters. So we're going to write a letter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be about anything. It can be about your progress so far this Ramadan. It can be about why you love Allah. It can be about what you're struggling with. It can be anything that you want. The next thing that you're going to do for your last task is you're going to reflect on a calamity that happened to you, and you're going to reflect on what benefit came from. So calamity is a strong word, but I want you just to think of something negative, something that you had initially perceived as negative and that had upset you, and how it's turned into a blessing. That could be something minor, for example, not getting into the school that you wanted or not getting the job that you wanted and then realizing, actually, this was the best thing that ever happened to me. Sometimes it can be Allah removing someone from your life and then later realizing that this person drained your energy. This person was not good for you and it was a blessing that they were removed from your life. Sometimes it could be something like a missed opportunity, that Allah made you miss an opportunity that you thought could be so fruitful for you, but you later on you look back and you're like, you know what, alhamdulillah, that happened. Sometimes the calamity can be that Allah tests you and your iman in a way that you didn't possibly imagine. But then the benefit to it is that because you've managed to work through it, Allah has made you a light for your own community, that you can go out there and help others going through that same calamity to bring them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're now on day 20, and I really hope that if you're still listening to these podcasts, that you're enjoying them, that you are sticking to the tasks within this detox challenge, and I pray that you're feeling the benefits of this challenge. I am looking very forward to being with you guys tomorrow, inshallah, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.